Proclamation number 4373 of 12th of July, 1948. Faculty of judgment dependent on love life. Anyone who wants to test and judge the value of what is offered to him through my impartation has to be in love himself if he wants to be capable of testing. Otherwise every person would pass a different judgment but always rejecting it. For love alone enables a person to seriously test with truthful success. The serious will can certainly exist to think correctly and thus want to eliminate what does not correspond to truth. Yet only love enlightens the spirit, and only then will much be understandable to the human being which he previously did not grasp and therefore rejected. Without love his ability to judge is weak, his thinking is on the wrong track, his view is clouded for everything that is right and true. He is still too subject to the influence of those beings who fight the truth and will therefore fight against that which is guided to earth by forces of the kingdom of light, and therefore his judgment can never be legally binding and need not frighten or influence the representative of pure truth. Just pay attention to whether a person is lovingly active if you want to assess the value of his objections and the credibility of his claims. Don't be misled if you are attacked by doubters or scoffers, and only take the judgment of someone seriously who leads an exemplary life of love and who is serious about the pure truth. You should listen to him and debate with him and you'll succeed in convincing him of the truth of what I communicate to the human being through you. You will win him as a follower of my teaching. He will become a convinced believer and stand up for the pure truth from me. Again and again you will have to resist sharp objections. Again and again you will have the opportunity to outdo a person's acuity of intellect as long as he is not in love at the same time. For love sees more sharply than the brightest intellect, and the most difficult problem can easily be solved by a loving heart. It recognizes and understands everything that is incomprehensible to the other person and therefore its judgment alone is legally binding. 12th of the 7th 1948. If hostile resistance now arises against you, if your spiritual work and its results are portrayed as erroneous, your own thought product, if they want to prove you wrong, don't shrink back and don't let yourselves be intimidated but let them speak and express their opinion and you will find many points of attack which will give you the opportunity to refute everything they put forward. And I myself will put the words into your mouth and be a sharp opponent to them, whom they cannot overrule. And again you are told that you can beat them at any time if you stand up for me and my teaching. For then they will no longer have you as an opponent but me myself, and they will truly be no match for me, no matter how clever and superior they think they are. I will win over those who earnestly strive for the truth, but those who only want to hostile you or render you harmless will only expect defeat but no gain if they presume to criticize my word and pass judgment, which they are incapable of doing. Then he will not attack you but me myself if he takes a stand against my word, and therefore I will also answer him through you if it is necessary. Amen.